It's Wednesday, the 4th of February, 10:50 a.m. while I'm in bed. I'm watching a wee flock of sparrows, house sparrows, at the feeders on the apple tree. Tiny wee slim one, like a very, very thin female. Probably a youngster last year. Not got the chunkiness of the body of the others. In fact, the rest have flown off and she's sitting on a twig, as if to say, where'd they all go? Where the hell did they all go? Come back, I'm lost, I don't know where to go. Because she's not feeding, she's just looking in the direction they went. She probably can hear them. Well, she's really unlucky and she's deaf. 10:50 a.m. long lying bed, just as well. From the bucky 2 to the bucky 5, just over 3 hours. Horrendous time. Horrendous time. Got up to go to the toilet for the second time, bucky 2. Didn't feel right. Came back to bed. That was it. Over 3 hours of trying to get comfortable, trying to get back to sleep. Absolute murder. Confirmed by my Azumio sleep app. Yes. Don't think there's a bit of blue in that over our three hours. It was mostly green and yellow, or amber, orange, whatever it is. So it was either didn't have very light sleep or waking. Shocking. Over 3 hours. Thank the Lord we had agreed to lie on for till about 10 o'clock. In fact, I could have slept on. That so destroyed my night's sleep that my wife got out of bed. Literally seconds before the sleep app went off, blow my pillow. If she hadn't got up and the sleep app hadn't went off, I'd still have been conked out, I think. But I'm feeling okay just now, having showered and had a coffee and now tea, so beginning to get myself together. That's unusual. Lots of chopper. Heading south-ish. Now, if I ever come into real money, I'd have one of those. I would have one of those. Yeah. Certainly would. But then, I'll never have that kind of money, so I'd be as well dreaming of owning a private jet or a Maserati or whatever. A cruise liner, you know, those big things you see in the Mediterranean. Luxurious. Daydream believer. A song about that. Mr. Blackbird's at the heavy bird bath, taking a drink. I'll have to top that up again. Every time they take a bath, they almost empty it. That's what it's there for. Would you drink your bath water? Yeah, but then they don't put soaps in it, you know, soapy suds and bath bombs and all that smelly, stinky stuff. Mind you, they do poop in their baths. Yeah, dirty buggers. So, another fine dry day. Yesterday was a very nice day indeed. the next day I got out on the bike for all of just under 2 miles. I was determined that the first decent day that came along I was going on that bike, supposing it was just to go up the town and back. Absolutely determined. And so I did, for paintbrushes for those doors I mentioned the other morning. And I was absolutely, totally unfit. Yes, a journey of 1.9 miles, I think it was. 1.9. Total, that's the total journey. 0.9 something up, 0.9 something back. And it took me 10 minutes on the bike. 10 minutes. For say 2 miles. 10 minutes for 2 miles. 5 minutes a mile. Shocking. And I did feel it when I got back. But then again, I wasn't in cycle gear because I haven't got my cycle shoes yet. Which just made me feel all the more determined now to go and get the gear and get prepared. Get prepared. Be ready. Like an athlete. At the starting gun, in the blocks, ready for. Oops, trapped in home. I was wearing what I was wearing at the time when I jumped on the bike. Just a sort of a casual work trousers, shoes, a fleece, and a backpack. So, not exactly geared up for cycling, and without clipping shoes, no purchase power in the backstroke. If you don't know about cycling, well, maybe I'll explain that once I get on the bike proper. But I did feel it, but having said that, when I got home, once my breathing and heart rate had calmed down, I did, seriously did feel great that I'd done it. Two miles, that was all. But I did feel great. I did feel, yeah, that's it. That's the start. Just keep going now. Stretch it. Wee bit of time. I am 66 year old and I've been off the bike seriously for 3 years. Maybe going on 4 now, I don't know. So, you never forget how to ride a bike. That's absolutely true, of course, but getting the body to a reasonable level. I'll never be the athlete. Well, use that term loosely. That I was when I was 60, because at 60 I was knocking out 40, 50 miles on a regular basis. Nothing. Jaunt, a wee jaunt. 6 years down the line, yeah, the body's take a while to get me back to decent distances. And I'm looking forward to it now, absolutely. Hope to get back on the bike today. This is all about motivation and that mantra I spoke about of, you know, less of the procrastination, more about activation. I never did actually say that, I just gave it in my head there and now. Less about procrastination, more about activation. How about that? My God. How about that? Write it down. Well, I need to write it down when I go in, because otherwise I'll forget what I said. Still, I could always listen back through this. Yeah. Wasted 10 minutes. I notice, amongst all the bulbs that are coming up in the garden, the snowdrops are on their way. Saw a few tiny, tiny wee erect flowers. You know, long way to go yet before they fill up and open. But they're there, already showing themselves. Yes. I saw Daff yesterday down in Linlithgow. Daff's out in the borders. Yeah. Good. It definitely feels like a spring day, although I'm not kidding myself. This could all go. I almost said something. It could all turn. In an hour here. Never mind what tomorrow will bring weather wise, what will the next hour or two bring weather wise? Yes.